As soon as the weather warms, workers will dig into more than 24 parks projects. Nothing is happening today because the gusty west wind is giving this April morning a February flavor. We're tucked next to an old shelter at Johnson's Park near 18th and Brown. Parks Operation Chief Guy Smith says this outdated structure won't be around much longer.
And we're looking for the removal and demolition of this existing building within June. And then we are looking to have our new building up and ready to go in August.
The $380,000 facility will provide picnickers with cover in case of bad weather and feature updated restrooms. The new building will complement spiffy new playground equipment that crews installed earlier. Venus Williams of the Friends of Johnson's Park says she hopes the improvements will encourage families, especially kids, to unplug their electrical devices and visit the park.
Back in the day, this is where you went. You came here to swing, to play on monkey bars, and to go down slides. Parks invite residents to come out of isolation, to come past your front door or your stoop or your porch, and to come to the park and gather again and to play.
Williams says her group will host summertime programs at the park, including baseball and kite flying. Another Central City park targeted for improvement this year is Moody Park on West Burleigh. Moody will gain a splash pad and play area in place of a dilapidated indoor pool. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley says he is keenly aware the park system faces upwards of $300 million in deferred maintenance. Yet he's excited about this year's outlay of $14.6 million because it's the most the county has spent on such projects since 2002.
This capital investment is in the budget. I mean, this isn't talk. People are going to see this, and I can't tell you how pumped I am for people to see the very visible impact that this is going to make in a way they have not seen in a long time.
Abley pledges to allocate more money in future budgets until the Parks Department can catch up with the repairs put off for so long. The park system's fix-it list also includes roadway improvements.
Hallelujah. It's about time.
Jim Gooley is president of the Park People, an advocacy group. He and I are standing along the KK River Parkway where crews will replace crumbling asphalt. Gooley says the improvements will add luster to a park system staggering because of relentless budget cuts and staff reductions.
In a lot of cases, people walk into a park and they'll find litter and graffiti and vandalism, and that just degrades their value of the park because it's depressing. If people come into a park and they see a shiny new building and with new paint, I think that they would ultimately have greater appreciation for our parks.
While plenty of people are pleased about the planned improvements, Supervisor Jerry Broderick doubts the park system will ever catch up with needs as long as it depends on property taxes. Broderick serves on the County Board's Parks Committee. He says without a dedicated revenue source to pay for everyday operations and maintenance, conditions in the park will continue to deteriorate.
You know, we now have one-third of the employees that we had 20 years ago to tend the same 15,000 acres of parkland. And I think that in itself speaks to the challenges.
In 2008, Milwaukee County voters supported a referendum calling for a local sales tax hike to fund several services, including parks. State leaders failed to craft the necessary legislation. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.